Blog Talk Radio.
Are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. I'm your host for episode 46, Queen Kenya, and the title of this show is Queen Kenya Speaks. Peace and blessings to all. I pray that you are doing well, and when this recording has found you, or if you're listening live, now that you're upon this show, that you will gain some insight that you can be poured into, that you will hear revelations from on high, and most of all, that you will hear truths spoken from me, Queen Kenya. The first track you heard on Emerging Souls Radio today was Stand by our featured artist of the day, LaTanya Scott. You can find her on Facebook. She is there with her music And she actually has a plethora of music that you can go through. It was hard for me picking music for the show today because I wanted it to be something that represented the place that my spirit is in. I can honestly say that God led me to this artist today and definitely chose these songs. Stands is definitely a place where we need to be mind, body, heart, and spirit. We need to finally stand up against our adversities in life. And this episode is not to be churchy, not to be religious, but to be spiritual and to be connecting, to encourage you to have a relationship with God. There are so many times when we as people who have been churched, people who have not been churched, people who don't have faith, people who do have faith, we get caught up in life. And life will catch you up. If you live long enough, you will get caught up in it. The thing is to find yourself in life, to center yourself. And I think the greatest thing for me within my journey, this journey that we call life, is finding the truth about my creator, the truth about my spiritual being, that I was created to have dominion over this earth, that I was created to rule with authority, that I am most Lee, and above all things, a spiritual being. The physical vessel that holds my spirit is just that. It's just a vessel. In totality, we are all spiritual beings living a natural experience in these physical vessels. So in order for us to center ourselves daily and to find our true purpose in this life, in this realm, we must connect with our spirit, connect with the one who created us, and truly get in sync with the universe and what dwells around us. Know where our power comes from. Know who the adversary is. Know that there is greater that we can do within this realm of life. I don't want to get too hot and heavy too soon, but I just want, it's been on my heart, I just want to share with you all and let you know that here at Emerging Souls Radio, we really, really do believe in souls emerging. We believe in the growth of each individual in their spirituality, in their spiritual being. It's not focused and based upon religion, but it is focused and based upon faith and having a foundation of faith. Having a relationship with God, however your relationship is cultivated. We can't speak to a man or a woman and tell them that if they're Muslim or a Hebrew Israelite practicing by their faith, that's been the culture of religion that they've learned to practice by. We can't tell them that they're wrong. Who are we to say that they are wrong? Who are we to say that that is the only way, which is our way, to reach God and to do the work of God? Honestly, I believe that is not the only way. You know, for years and years, people have been brainwashed, traditionally trained to think and speak a certain way. I'm just glad for my freedom. I'm just going to share with you a little bit a status that I posted on Facebook earlier today. If you would like to follow me on Facebook, you can follow me as Queen Kenya. You can look for me and like my page. And you can also follow my personal page, which is Sister Kenya, S-I-S-T-A-H. Also, you can like our radio page, which is Emerging Souls Radio. And just get in the know and follow us and stay up to date with what we're doing within this ministry and this platform that God has given us. The quote from earlier today says, "When we, the people, realize that awakening is about humanity and not just for selfish gain, then we can come together with power and take on the adversaries in this journey." I came to this thought by way of reflection yesterday. I was reminded in my spirit that God my God, my creator, the one whom I call Yahweh, Jehovah, El Elyon, Elohim. My God has many names, but only the Almighty being one. My God does not have an enemy. My God does not have an adversary. And I'm saying this to say some people are caught up in the thought of the devil this, the devil that, Satan this, and Satan that. Well, Satan is not Hasatan, as he's commonly known, is not God's enemy. Actually, is the one that was chosen and cultivated to be able to rule in the authority that he has been given to draw us closer to our Creator. If you want to know a little more about that in depth, I'm going to ask you to really take the time to sit before God and to pray and to ask God to show you scripture to back up what I'm saying. Now, this is an impromptu show. Technically, I should have got this scripture myself and gave it to you, but I didn't. So being that this is an impromptu show, I really would like for you to take some time for yourself, sit before God, and ask God to show you. If you are in seeking, you really want to gain knowledge and truth for yourself, it shall be given unto you. You have to seek after it. You have to hunger and thirst for it. Just like some of us hunger and thirst for other things, you have to hunger and thirst for the word, the knowledge, the relationship, the connection with God, and God will show forth in your life, revealing many things. That was just one thought that I pondered upon today, and this was where that thought came from. This statement says, breaking news. Saints and believers, the devil is not Yahweh's enemy. The adversary unto us is merely used to draw us closer unto the Creator. No, we have the power to trample the enemy. Our enemy is the imps and the demons that try to disturb our life mission and distract us from our purpose. Now, you can say, what does she mean by all this? She is saying a whole lot of something, and really, I want to know more. My brothers and sisters, the way of you knowing more is to enlighten yourself in the word of the Most High, to enlighten yourself in cultivating a relationship, taking time to steal away from the world, you know, quieting your heart, quieting your surroundings and your environment, and separating yourself from the everyday routine of things, and then getting to a place of seeking God for yourself and knowing that revelation is going to come forth. Believe me, the revelations that I have not just come overnight. These are some things that I've learned and I'm grateful for and accelerated learning this year in 2016 alone, but I've learned over some years, some months, some weeks, and sometimes in our learning, there must be life experiences, trials, tribulations, and actually tests for us to go through. The lessons that are not learned, you'll actually repeat those lessons over and over again until you pass the test or get the lesson. So I'm thankful unto the Most High God whom I serve that I've been chosen. I've been chosen to speak. I've been chosen to reveal the things that I've learned with great wisdom and knowledge that has been given unto me. And I pray that even if it's only one person that these messages reach, that whomever it's for, that it shall reach you and you shall be blessed by it. Even the music that I'm playing today, I pray that you are inspired by it and encouraged by it and know above all things that love conquers, and the greatest love of all is within the bosom of our Creator. It's within our Creator. And with that being said, I want to go to our next track by LaTanya Scott, Your Love Is.
Your love heals every scar.
are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. I'm your host, Queen Kenya, with episode 46, Queen Kenya Speaks. Yes, we're back. Well, I'm back. As you've noticed, this show, this episode, my husband, IC the Great, is not joining me, but he will the next episode. I'm just considering that I will do a few episodes where Queen Kenya is featured. I'll speak on some truths and different topics, and then also allow the audience to call in, comment, or what have you. Sometimes I'll be bringing forth spoken word, meditations, mantras. Sometimes I'll be bringing forth a daily word, whatever it is that God speaks to me and move upon my heart for me to share is what I will share on these episodes, Queen Kenya Speaks. We're down to the last of this show. I think I'm going to extend it a little bit, but one thing I do want to mention that I believe is very important this day and age for my brothers and sisters, especially my brown people, we have overlooked emotional, spiritual health, mental health in our communities. And it's so important for us to connect with one another, to support each other, and to allow ourselves to be in a healthy emotional, mental, and spiritual state. And what I found for myself is over the past several years, like 7 to 8 years, what I found for myself is that it's important for me to meditate. It's important for me to set aside time to clear my mind, my body, my spirit. It's important for me to fast, to turn away the plate, to sustain from eating so much food so that my flesh won't overrule my spirit. It's important for me to be up late at night, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, praying fervently unto my Creator. It's important for me to take that time to turn off the TV, to disconnect from the world, to set myself in a quiet place before God and to truly bask in God's glory and give God thanks for what God has done in my life, truly for choosing me and allowing me to be and exist. There's so much that I want to say. There's so much that I want to do. And I'm thankful unto this revelation that God has given me. It is time for me to use the platform that God has placed before me by doing the work of the Most High God, speaking to the people, and still continuing on with the vision that has been given with Emerging Souls Radio, but also to walk in the calling that God has placed me within this form. So I'm excited about it, and I hope you will be excited about it as well. My husband doesn't even know about this particular show, but he has encouraged me many a times to actually do this. So it's going to be a surprise for him, but it will be a lovely surprise for him, that one that I know that he will enjoy and be proud of, not to say with arrogance be proud, but to be proud that I'm actually doing the work of God and what God has spoken to me to do, even through him. And so with that being said, I give God all the honor and praise for this show. I give God all the honor and praise for Emerging Souls Radio. I give God all the honor and praise for myself and my husband and our marriage union and the ministry that God has called us both to. If I had to leave you with some lasting words, I'll say this. Life is a journey. It's a journey that began in the physical, natural realm when you were born into this earth. But it's also a journey that had already begun even before you entered into the natural realm of this earth, because your spirit has always existed, and your spirit will always exist. When death shall come, physical vessel will be no more. Your spirit will still live on. That is why it is so important for us to truly find ourselves within this life, in this natural realm of living, connect with our Creator, and know our purpose, so that when we pass into the next realm of life, in eternity, we would continue to fulfill the great works that God has done for us, or has ordained for us, excuse me. Some of this may sound Confucius to some. Some of it may sound enlightening to others. Some of it may sound normal or abnormal. Wherever it may find you at this point in your life, I pray that God will speak. I pray that God will remove any confusion. I pray that God will, the Holy Spirit of God, will move in your heart and allow you to receive and hear what it is that you need to receive and hear. I pray that this will trigger the great awakening of your own spirit, of your own soul, that you might move forward in the purpose of your life, that you might move forward in the growing of your relationship with God. And know that there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. I'm going to go ahead and play the last track that we have from LaTanya Scott. And I hope you've enjoyed that featured artist today. And like again, I said before, you can find her on Facebook. Look her up. You can probably Google her and find her music on SoundCloud. I believe she's on there as well. But she's a featured artist that was upon my heart today. So look up her music, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard this far. This is the last track played today by LaTanya Scott.
Thank you.
You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. This has been episode 46, Queen Kenya Speaks. I pray that you have enjoyed this episode and show and that you will share it with others. Do look forward to hearing more from Queen Kenya, because I'm going to be making this part of our episodes that we do on a daily, well, whenever we decide to do our shows, which we will be doing more of more frequently soon. So, yes, look forward to the features from Queen Kenya and the truth and the love, the prayers, the words from on high that shall come forth. Again, I pray that this show has touched you, that this show has moved you by word and by music. And most of all, I'm just grateful for this opportunity and platform to be able to share with you. Today, I would like to close this show out with a prayer. So, here we go. Most High God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity that you have given me. I pray even now as I speak that the words that I have spoken were pleasing in your sight. Lord God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will take full control over my life, over the platform that you've given me, over the ministry that you've called me to. Wherever my brothers and sisters are, wherever they are in need, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit would touch them in that place, that you would speak to them, that they would hear your voice, that they might gain a relationship and have faith and hope and believe in you. No matter the culture, no matter the ethnicity, no matter the lifestyle or the sexual preference, God, that is not your concern. What is your concern is the souls to be rendered up to the workmanship of the kingdom of God. And that is what I pray for, that many will hear the great works, the great words that will be spoken through this platform, that you will incite and give through inspiration, and that by their hearing, that they may also be inspired to walk the good and faithful life that you have chosen for them, to hear the call that you have already called out unto them, to have the strength to be courageous, to walk in the authority that you've already given unto them. So wherever they are, whether here, near, or far, I ask, Almighty God, that your presence be with them, even when they hear this later. Be with them, lead them, guide them to a greater place in you, to a greater connection with you, to a greater knowing of their true spiritual beings. I ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As I have spoken and the prayer has been rendered up unto the Most High God, I pray that you have been blessed. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this special episode of Emerging Souls Radio, Queen Kenya Speaks. I look forward to hearing from you soon, guys. Check us out on Facebook. You can look up my page, Queen Kenya. You can also look up Emerging Souls Radio's page and like our page and share with your friends. We have previous shows of Emerging Souls Radio episodes, so you can go back and listen to all the shows, even from the very beginning. I know that there's a word for you. And remember, there is no love greater than the love of the Creator. Get connected with God, live for God, and become all that God has ordained for you to be. Peace and blessings.